1-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving Anastasia Island at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you join us today as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. It's always our joy and our pleasure to entertain your thoughts, your comments, and discussion on the issues as we speak them. So let me give you the telephone number up front before I get busy in dialogue and discussion myself and forget it. That's 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're going to have a brief monologue. After the monologue, we'll open our telephone lines and allow the calls so that we can see what you say about the issue that we're speaking of. I'm asking a question today that I think is self-evident. I'm asking a question today that I believe you already have the answer, but perhaps you've never analyzed it, thought about it, looked at it, and considered it in the light that we will today. I am talking about Christians and conservatives being targeted. So the question is, the issue, are Christians and conservatives really being targeted in America today? If so, how? If so, why? If so, who? Who's targeting the Christians? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're watching today a tragic thing take place. We're watching that which is bad being embraced as good, that which is good being embraced as bad and challenged. In fact, I go back to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. Woe unto them that call good evil and evil good, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Now, I believe we're witnessing that taking place today. And listen very carefully. The bottom line is we're going to watch this exponentially increase, I believe, my opinion, in the next 6 months. As we get closer and closer to the election, we're going to witness, listen carefully, I believe we're going to witness the complete shutout, the complete censorship of Christian and conservative voices. There's no recognition of the freedom of speech. There's no recognition in America today by the Biden cabal of religious liberties. There's not any recognition of our rights and our freedoms. In fact, as we'll talk about in part today, this present administration and the talking heads therein believe that somehow, some way, that government has given us our rights, that it is the legislature and laws that's given us our rights, that it's the Supreme Court that's given us our rights, and not God himself. May I say to you, it is vital today that we recognize and understand the dynamics of what is taking place so that we can be prepared and that we can share with others, that others might be prepared in the day that we're living in. Yes, we're living in some dark, dangerous, devastating times. The Bible calls it perilous times. And that's truly what we're witnessing today, perilous times. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. We do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's not some denominational dogma, not some political rhetoric, or not some philosophical jargon that we base our opinion and our thoughts on. It's the Word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples, says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the Bible makes a declaratory statement. "Thy word is truth." That's speaking of the Word of God. It is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, truth matters. Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." How long is forever? Forever. It never ends. The truth of the Lord. Truth does matter. And I am saddened to see, ladies and gentlemen, so often the mindset that truth doesn't matter. I go back to the secularist George Orwell. George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And I believe we've arrived at that place and time in the world today. You get into a group, and whether it's theological, doctrinal, biblical, spiritual, political, social, economic, you will find, if you stand for truth, there's a challenge to truth. There's a mindset today that you can just tell half truth. In fact, it's the fact that most young Americans feel that way today. I'm looking at a headline. Most younger Americans say there is no absolute truth. 55% of the millennials today make that statement. Millennials being those that are 18 to 35 year old age group. Their philosophy is there's no absolute truth. Now, a half truth is a whole lie. And yet we find that age group saying that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be very, very careful in the society in which we're living today, because that is precisely the woke culture, the progressive culture's mindset, that we can just bifurcate truth. A half-truth is a whole lie, but nevertheless, we're going to tell a half-truth. And it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement. "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's where we are. We failed, hear me, we failed as Christians. We failed as churches. We failed as being the voice of truth in America. We need to take the stand and say, "God's word said it, that settles it, whether you like it or not. God's word said it, that settles it, and we need to understand it and embrace it." I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus made this statement. "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." In fact, Jan Hus, when he was being burned at the stake, screamed out, "Truth shall prevail." And I'm calling on us each and every day to stand for truth. And I believe we're living in an era that if Christians do not stand for truth, there will not be any truth in the culture in which we live. We need to believe that. We need to stand on that. We need to take the position that we're going to stand for truth whether anyone else likes it or not. We're going to stand for truth whether anyone else agrees with it or not. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. tool for time kids, the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional lawn care equipment, the homeowner equipment, as well as the backup power generation equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. You're invited to drop by, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about today what is taking place in our society, in the culture, where Christians, conservatives, and churches, that our voices are being quelled. There's an attempt today to absolutely bolster, protect, provide for those that are the thugs, the illegals, the crooks, the murderers. In fact, perhaps you recall just in the past few days, in the Biden screaming match, it's called his State of the Union address, in that address, I believe he was juiced up on something. I believe he was put in a position physically that he had to scream to get the words out. But he spoke of the murderer of the young lady, the college student in Georgia. She was murdered by an illegal invader. And he called the man an illegal. And now he is backpedaling. And on two or three interviews, he said he should have not used the term illegal. He should have simply used the term undocumented. Ladies and gentlemen, that is backpedaling on the truth. The truth is, we have millions, some have said between 11 and 13 millions of the illegals that have been brought into America crossing the border under the Biden administration. I'm looking at a headline that says that the Biden administration has flown illegals across America. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, the article that I read on that just recently said that he had flown illegals into about 43 states, several hundred thousand, dropping them off without notification to the mayors, dropping them off without notification to the governors, but just flying them in across America. That's spiking the ball. That is, if you please, setting the stage for the stealing of the election this November. That's about 6 months away. And I believe that's exactly what he's doing. But I believe we're watching today, as one congressperson put it, the Bidens are the most corrupt family ever in position of power in America. And I believe I agree with that statement. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, are Christians and conservatives targeted? I say yes. We're watching hundreds of thousands, if not more, of those coming into America out of the millions, hundreds of thousands or more of them are simply prisoners being let out of prison, Venezuela and other nations, coming into America. We're watching the influx of thousands upon thousands, if not millions, of Chinese and others that I believe are here in America to harm us. But today, ladies and gentlemen, the FBI and the CIA and other governmental thugs with badges are actually searching for Christians. Hear me. Searching for Christians, conservatives, MAGA hat wearers, Trump followers, gun purchasers, Bible purchasers. Today we're considered domestic terrorists as Christians. We're considered the ones that are a danger to our democracy, as they're calling it. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with your question, comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. Let me hurry. Yes, I can't understand how something like putting sending plane to collect people from and bringing them into the country. I can't understand how that shouldn't be illegal. But there's so much that is going on. Chinese labs with all the red viruses all over the country. I heard about it long time. There was one in California, but now we're hearing that is hundreds of labs, Chinese labs, manned by Chinese in white and labeled bottles of viruses and mice for genetical whatever. I don't. Anyway, my point this morning, is what you're thinking of Christians and what is going on. There's so much that is happening in this country. I think I am amazed. I'm thinking that we are tolerating a very dangerous situation right now with the election coming up, because our commander in chief is definitely not capable. His own people, when they tried to investigate him, they decided that he is an old gentleman with a very diminished memory, bad memory, and that it would be pointless putting him before a jury. That should disqualify him right away from being commander-in-chief of this country. And we are there going along with something like that. We have, in other words, we have an incapable person at the helm, and we're losing, not just losing our country, but the world. We're plunging ourselves into a third world war. As it were, what is going on? You have to say he's responsible for what the development in Ukraine, and he's responsible again for the Middle East problem, because he should have known, he knows it, that he should not be building up Iran, because Iran is behind the terrorist movement, and that is exactly what he was doing. So I don't know what is going on in this country. It's like we are blindfolded and just going into big trouble, because what happened, as I'm looking at it now, the Democrats should be looking at it. Well, no way, he's not capable. We can't allow him to do a third term, a second term. We need to put, what we notice that is like they're going ahead full swing, and they're satisfied to continue to use him. And we know it long time that the decisions that he has been making wasn't really coming from him. It's just that it was convenient to get them in, pass these things through him. He's a suitable person in the position to pass these crazy things that is destroying the country and plunging us into World War III more and more. So the puppet masters, as you call them, the people who are pulling the string behind him, don't mind having him, because they have no resistance to pass the most crazy things. In other words, if they were sitting in the seat as commander-in-chief, they wouldn't have the nerves to pass some of the craziness that they are pushing through. But it's convenient to have a puppet and pass all, because there's no one which came to be held responsible. The people who are taking decisions were not officially put in charge. Nobody voted them into politics. They are not in charge. They are behind the scene. And all of this is happening through this man who is convenient, said they don't mind having him again for another second term. And we can't take anything for granted, because I am saying that no matter, we realize Americans are waking up, and we're happy for that. People are waking up and realizing what's going on. But
Lily, you're exactly,
yes,
you're exactly right. It might happen
2020, when
yes.
He sat in the basement and didn't even campaign, nothing went on, and yet he won the election. We might just have that type of thing again. That's what they're planning for.
Lily, yes. If I could jump in, yes. That's on the agenda, yes, for November of this year. Yes. That's just about six, yes, months away, and it's on the schedule, yes, for that. And what we're witnessing is the shutting out, the censorship, of conservative Christian patriots' voices.
Definitely.
They do not want our voices to be part of the decision-making. I'm looking at a headline that says, Christianity illegal, long-running government campaign to stir up hate, reaching the end goal of destroying Christianity. A government hate campaign against Christianity first documented 16 years ago, and it goes on to talk about the attempt to criminalize Christianity and the reading of the Bible and prayer considered hate speech in most places today. And that's the danger we find.
The Lord Jesus
said that if the world hated him, it's going to hate us. But somehow, Christians are not grasping that.
If they are in big trouble, as I see it, really, because we don't know what they're going to come up with to claim
that's
that
right.
Because they are not going to allow President Trump, Donald Trump, to get back in the... they're going to move heaven and earth to see to it that him don't get back in office, because he's dismantling the agenda. And they come too far to allow him to get back in office. They are sure that they have the country by exactly where they want to get it, destroying it, bringing it down, and their agenda. The country is sold out. They collect money, and the future of America is completely sold out. So enemies who are satisfied to build their own foundation, at the expense of
You're exactly right, and the best thing for Christians, conservatives and patriots, we need to recognize what's happening, and we need to be heard, we need to be seen, we need to be visible, we need to stand victorious, realizing, as Nehemiah told his workers in Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 20, our God shall fight for us. Lily, thank you so much for your input.
Thank
you so much. Keep looking up and keep praying.
Only an intervention from God. We
absolutely praying for that. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you
so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're looking at what is taking place today, and I believe we don't recognize the evil hand that's behind it. I'm looking at a headline from ACLJ, that's the Jay Sekulow's organization, the legal organization fighting for Christian freedoms and our liberties. This article says, Biden's FBI will crush you and your family. The dire testimony of our client before Congress should send chills down your spine. FBI whistleblowers like O'Boyle have exposed many of Biden administration's insidious attacks on life, liberty, treating parents like terrorists, arresting pro-lifers, and placing spies in our churches. Many Americans, here's the key, many Americans are unprepared and unaware of what Biden's surreptitious war on faith is. He's empowering anti-Christian forces. Bible studies are being banned from senior citizens' centers. Students and teachers are banned from praying. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Then Jay Sekulow says, we just filed a major lawsuit against a school that banned Christian students from even appearing, look like, they're praying together. We've never seen anything like it before in American history, Jay Sekulow says. Our telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I pray you are.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you the truth. It's not... because Sleepy Joe is sleepy. But this administration has to go. And if anybody vote for Joe Biden, like I know, it's like 90% in Washington, D.C., voting for him. But think about it. Everybody that came across that border, they didn't get a shot. They didn't get anything. They got shipped to other states.
Mm-hmm.
That is so crazy.
And okay, Kenneth, right now, if I can jump in and say this, right now, we're talking about, in fact, on the early morning news, there was an alarming report about almost a major epidemic outbreak of measles in America. And the reason for that is because we have about 13 million illegal invaders that have come in, that multitudes of them are bringing all kinds of global diseases into America. And it's going to, if I can be the prophet of doom and not be viewed as that, I believe it's going to get worse before it gets better. Because they have not had any medical care, no vaccinations, no cures for their diseases, but bringing them into America, and as you said, they're not vaccinated, they're not being required to be. Now listen, I'm not approving, I'm not promulgating or pushing the COVID vax. It's a death vaccination. I'm 100% against it. In fact, for most vaccinations, I'm against. But there needs to be medical treatment. And if we're going to be subjected to that as American citizens, there's a need, it warrants the need to require these invaders to be medically treated, number one, if they're going to be brought in. Secondly, I don't think they should have ever been brought in to begin with. They should have been shipped back to their points of origin. We're watching America, the demographics of America, are being majorly changed, Kenneth. And we're watching in that process the being the Christians and conservatives being trodden underfoot. It's the foundation of America. America was founded on biblical principles and on godly truth. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So, Kenneth, I believe that we need to recognize that in the midst of all that's taking place, I think one of the most egregious parts of what is happening in the Biden administration is the attempt to eviscerate, to wipe out, to destroy the church, the Christian voice, and Christianity in America. And I've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles that will validate what I just said.
Dr. Gilbert, can I ask a question?
Yes,
sir. It's not really crazy, Joe. It's his puppet master. If he's still crazy, Joe.
It is the puppet master, George Soros, Valerie Jarrett, the communist that was the chief administrative advisor for Obama. And Obama right now, Obama brags about talking to Biden at least once a day. And I believe we're watching the third term of Barack Hussein Obama. And I believe that Joe Biden will not literally be the candidate on the Democratic ticket after the Democratic National Convention. When the delegates come together, I believe it's going to be Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, or Gavin Newsom. One of those three will replace Joe Biden. Joe Biden's handlers need to be charged with elder abuse because they're using him as an empty suit. They're using him as the puppet because he is not making these statements. He is not. He doesn't know what state he's in or what day it's in. He's in, much less what he's doing. We need to recognize that, and that should demand every Christian to pray and ask God to divinely intervene as he did in 2016. Kenneth, our time is about up for this top of the hour, but thank you so much for your call. Have a blessed day, and keep looking up. Our redemption truly draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the questions, are Christians and conservatives being targeted today? And it's absolutely true. I'm looking at a headline. Christian nationalism is the single biggest threat to America today. Hear me. This article, Christian nationalism is the single biggest threat to America. Now, that's the belief in the Biden administration. That's the belief for all of the Biden handlers. That's the belief for all of the Biden thugs with badges that we Christians are the greatest threat to our nation today. I'm looking at a headline again from Jay Sekulow. He says, Biden and the radical left are waging a secret war on our Christian faith, on prayer, churches, Bible studies, and senior living centers. Even Christian kids in school are all under attack. Biden is empowering the anti-Christian forces to severely deplete our religious liberties in America, and it could destroy everything we've ever fought for in America. Placing spies in churches, making our banks report when you purchase a Bible, targeting radical traditionalist Christians, banning Bible studies, etc., etc. This is only the beginning, he says. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.